Strokovnjaki pravijo, da domorodski jeziki v Avstraliji lahko popolnoma izginejo do leta 2050, če se ne bo kaj storilo za njihov obstoj. V letu 1788, ko so Angleži začeli s kolonizacijo, je bilo okoli 250 domorodskih jezikov v Avstraliji. Sedaj jih je samo 120 in tudi ti jeziki so v nevarnosti, da izginejo. Popis prebivalstva v Avstraliji v letu 2011 kaže, da kar 83% domorodcev govorijo le angleško v njihovih domovih. Samo 1 od 10 domorodcev doma govori svoj domači jezik. Melinda Holden, domorodka iz plemena Warragamay in Gorengoreng, dela v jezikovnem centru Central Queensland Language Centre. Ona pravi, da je nujno, da domorodci ohranijo svoje domače jezike.
Our elders that know some of the language are passing on, and there's not enough time or resources to actually record them, save those languages. So what we're finding we have to do now is start from scratch. To describe your country, you really have to have your language, because without your language you cannot describe your culture or your language or your country. You use your language for everything about your culture. And the sad thing is we use the English language to describe our country at the moment and our culture.
Strokovnjaki in raziskovalci v inštitutu The Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies menijo, da je velika večina domorodskih jezikov v nevarnosti, da izginejo. Melinda Holden pravi, da je kolonizacija glavni vzrok, zakaj je prišlo do te situacije.
When invasion happens, most of our language people weren't allowed to speak their language. It was a no-no. They would get into trouble if they started talking language. So when you talk to a lot of like people my mother's age, and they were never allowed to speak their language. So it was lost.
Rosie Sitorus, jezikoslovka u Zahodnje Australiji, meni da je bilo odstranitev domorodskih ljudi iz njihovih tradicionalnih domov med tako imenovanim Stolen Generation zelo negativno za obstoj domorodskih jezikov u Australiji.
The movement of people and the intermingling of groups that necessarily changes language. So when you take a language from where it was originally spoken, a small community, and you take that language from the country and the reference points, I suppose, from where it was spoken, and then you put those languages, you know, all in a big group together, there's going to be language change and in some cases language loss as well.
Rosie Sitorus prav tako meni, da v nekaterih primerih je le en domorodski človek, ki še govori svoj domači jezik.
If we go back a couple of generations to the Stolen Generation, they weren't actually removed onto missions. So just by the luck of the draw, you find that, you know, there was a family who didn't get affected by the Stolen Generation. And so that family might have people now who are, you know, middle-aged, who still speak language all the way through. And they might have an extended family who don't because they were affected by the Stolen Generation.
Rosie Sitorus tudi pravi, da australski domorodci, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, govorijo več različnih narečij.
It's still the case today. Sure, it was the case in the past, but if you look at contemporary Australia, that it's still the case in lots of places, particularly in WA, in the Kimberley region, you'll find that there are kids who, you know, travel all around the Kimberley, all the different countries there, and they'll speak bits of language from all over. And that's great. We have these incredibly smart, incredibly linguistically agile kids and adults, you know, who can speak all these different languages, and that's a really unrecognized talent.
V letu 2001 Patrick McConwell in Nicholas Thierberger, autorja posebnega raziskovalnega projekta z imenom State of Indigenous Languages in Australia, sta prišla do zaključka, da število domorodskih jezikov, ki še obstajajo, se je zmanjšalo za kar 90% med letom 1800 do danes. Rosie Sitorus tudi pravi, da je zelo možno, da bodo vsi ti jeziki izumrli do leta 2050, če se bo ta trend nadaljeval.
Even for languages that there are no more fluent speakers, people have reconnected and reclaimed those languages from old recordings that were done in the 60s and the 70s and are now working to create resources from them. You know, the language might not look like it looked pre-1788, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. Existing in a different way, being reclaimed and regenerated by today's and future generations can still really link that language with the culture and identity of the people.
Profesorica Gillian Wigglesworth, direktorica raziskovalnega centra za domorodske jezike na Melbourneški univerzi, pravi, da se mora mlajša generacija prizadevati za obstoj domorodskih jezikov v Avstraliji.
There's probably between 110 and 120 languages which still have speakers, but they're often older speakers, and there's only probably between 14 and 17 of those indigenous languages that are being learned by children. And the bottom line is if the children aren't learning the language, it's probably not going to survive.
To posebno prilogo o naših domorodcih je pripravila novinarka Radia SBS, Chien Yu Wang.